Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Long ago, the psalmist prayed, "Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you?" A generation ago, folks sang the rousing words of a song written by John Husband, which go, "Revive us again, fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again." But what are we really talking about when we use the term revival? And frankly, if that fire from above really got rekindled in our midst, would it upset the status quo and really be welcomed? When a person is at the point of death and his heart gets a 220-volt jolt from a machine, we say the person revived. In other words, the individual who was dying got new life. In a spiritual sense, revival means coming alive, an awakening, as the mighty Spirit of God brings new life to His body, the church, and to us as individuals who are part of that great fellowship. It means a stirring of our hearts to the very core of our being, which results in joy, renewed love for each other, obedience to the Word, and a reordering of our personal lives because God touched us. Revivals are not worked up, not organized events which can be promoted and can succeed only if we make them happen. Revivals are not a series of church meetings with singing, emotional frenzy, and a fiery speaker who psychs the crowd with outbursts of rhetoric. They are a moving of God's Holy Spirit who breathes new life into God's people. The question is almost rhetorical, but it needs to be confronted. Do we need revival today? And if you answer yes, you need to seriously ponder a second one. Do we really want it? You see, both have to come together for anything to happen in your personal life and certainly in your church and in the churches across this land and the world. When Jesus sent out the 12, He gave them authority over the spirit world and the physical world as well. He said, "As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." When the 12 hit the streets, people knew something had happened. They didn't have to put on a show to get a crowd. Masses of people knew something big was happening. Today, though, almost every advance of the church can be explained in human terms. Good promotion, a great program, terrific entertainment, exciting, feel-good, motivational messages, once called a sermon. We have given authority over the spirit world to the psychics and psychiatrists, and authority over the physical to medical science. The result? An impotent church, whose growth comes from within, not without. Do we need revival today? Well, ask yourself, do I personally need to be revived? Has my spiritual life become mechanical, routine, and humdrum? Ask, would I really like a deeper, more intimate personal relationship with God's Son? And friend, when you answer in the affirmative, you have declared yourself to be a candidate for revival. Yes, Lord, revive us again. Fill my heart with your love. And God, let that revival begin in me.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.